Every summer in Germany, the castle of Schwetzingen plays host to the classical music stars of today and of tomorrow in a revered music festival that has taken place since 1952. In the Radio 3 lunchtime concert over Christmas and New Year, you can hear 9 recitals from the 2011 Schwetzingen Festival. Music of all shapes and sizes, weekdays from Tuesday at 1 o'clock on BBC Radio 3.
Well, if you've recently tuned in, welcome from me, Jonathan Swain, and a very happy Christmas to you. At 2 o'clock this afternoon, we're at the Chapel of King's College, Cambridge, for a festival of 9 lessons and carols. And in just a couple of minutes, a Christmas anthology in the Early Music Show. Coming up to 1 minute past one, and it's time for the news read by John Shea.
There's been a series of bomb attacks on churches in Nigeria. Reports from the capital, Abuja, say at least 25 people died in a blast outside a Roman Catholic church. The Islamist Boko Haram group is reported to have admitted carrying out the attack. There were also explosions in the cities of Jos and Damaturu. Members of the royal family will visit Prince Philip in hospital in Cambridgeshire this afternoon as he continues to recover from a heart operation. This morning they attended the traditional Christmas church service at Sandringham. Buckingham Palace says the Duke of Edinburgh is eager to leave hospital. The Archbishop of Canterbury, Rowan Williams, has warned that riots and the greed of city bankers have left Britain's communities spinning apart in the dark. Delivering his Christmas Day sermon, Dr. Williams said that bonds had been broken and trust had been abused and lost. He urged the congregation at Canterbury Cathedral to learn lessons about mutual obligation from the events of the past year. The Pope has delivered his Christmas blessing to thousands of people gathered in St. Peter's Square. Addressing the crowds from a balcony, Pope Benedict prayed for the victims of conflict, famine and floods around the world. He also urged the international community to help those suffering from hunger in eastern Africa, called for an end to the violence in Syria, and said he hoped that the Arab Spring would benefit the common good. The Afghan government says at least 10 people have been killed in a suicide bomb attack at a funeral ceremony in the northeast of the country. The explosion happened in the city of Taligan as mourners were leaving the service. A member of the Afghan parliament was among the dead. And the weather. Northern Ireland is experiencing its warmest Christmas day on record, with temperatures reaching almost 14 degrees Celsius in County Down. It'll be dry and cloudy for most. Heavy rain will continue across western Scotland. And similar conditions will continue overnight with mild temperatures. The news and weather on BBC Radio 3 at exactly 3 minutes past one.
And it was read by John Shea. Well, time now to join Catherine Bott for the Early Music Show, when the programme starts with music from Schütz's Christmas Concerto.
Thank you. Concerto Vocale, directed by René Jacobs, with some joyful tidings set to music by Heinrich Schütz in the 1630s. Today, Christ the Lord is born. We're on to our ninth Christmas here at the Early Music Show, and over the years we've always made sure to come up with something festive, original, and of course, historically informed. There are lots of nativity-related topics worth a look, and indeed, we've visited many of them. Blessed Christmastide versus pagan Yule, the origins of carols, the disgraceful goings-on at the Feast of Fools. But today, I'm just going to stick close to the Gospels of Saints Matthew and Luke, and with the help of some glorious music from several centuries, celebrate what John Betjeman's poem Christmas calls this most tremendous tale of all. Let's begin with the Orlando Consort and the anonymous 14th century account of the angel Gabriel sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth. Susan Heller of Anonymous Four with harpist Andrew Lawrence King, reminding us that Joseph was an old man, an old man was he, in the traditional Cherry Tree Carol. And before that, in an anonymous 15th century song, Caris Lane, David Roy and the 16, directed by Harry Christophers, rejoicing that, as Joseph came to understand, there is no rose of such virtue as is the rose that bare Jesus. When Mary was found with child of the Holy Ghost, Joseph, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But with some angelic reassurance he stood by her, and eventually there came the time when they made their way to the city of David that is called Bethlehem. Marking that anxious month when Mary was great with child, here's the opening chorus from one of Bach's Advent cantatas, and before it, Paul Hillier directs Ars Nova Copenhagen in an antiphon and psalm for Advent. Rorate Caeli. Drop down, ye heavens, from above, let the earth open and bud forth a saviour.
Oh.
John Elliott Gardiner directing the Monteverdi Choir and the English Baroque soloists in the opening of Bach's Cantata for Advent, Nun komm, der Heidenheiland, Come now, Saviour of the Heathen. Back to Bethlehem now. The days were accomplished that she should be delivered, and she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
In natali novi regis, quis quis canta sive legis, omni gaude gaudio, castitatis nam de domo, prodit Deus factus homo, mundi prore medio. Castam natum
Music to celebrate the birthday of a new king. Gothic Voices began that sequence with In Natali Novi Regis from an English songbook copied around the year 1200. And the choir of King's College, Cambridge, conducted by David Wilcox, ended it with Palestrina's Odie Christus Natus Est. And in between, we heard the simple tenderness of a mother's love for her firstborn son. Libby Crabtree with lutenist Robin Jeffrey and Sweet Was the Song the Virgin Sang from an early 17th century manuscript held at Trinity College, Dublin. You're listening to an especially festive edition of the Early Music Show with me, Catherine Bott. And if you're feeling hot and bothered in the kitchen right now, cool down with the music for the next bit of the Christmas story, which takes us outside to where there were shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. When they had heard the angel of the Lord's good tidings of great joy, the shepherds said one to another, "Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass." And from the Italian Baroque comes to pass an enchanting little subgenre of pastoral vocal music about how those shepherds responded to the shining in the sky. First, Giovanni Francesco Anerio's dialogue between two angels and the shepherds, performed by Paul Hillier's Theatre of Voices. Then, René Sargent plays an organ pastoral by Zippoli. And finally, a miniature by Marco da Galliano, in which a shepherd urges his companions to get up and go to see the new baby.
Oh. Immortal memoria, l'antica etania.
Arise and hasten joyfully to worship Jesus, King of Kings. That excitable shepherd was me, Catherine Bott, with recorder player Philip Pickett and harpsichordist David Roblow. Shepherds weren't the only visitors to the stable. Wise men from the east would follow the star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, to bring their gifts to the holy infant so tender and mild. In searching diligently for the young child, they were acting under orders from the one person who wasn't experiencing an epiphany, King Herod. In a chilling half minute of plain chant, Ars Nova Copenhagen make it clear that Herod was exceeding wroth and sent forth and slew all the children that were in Bethlehem. Jacqueline Horner of Anonymous Four with harpist Andrew Lawrence King and the traditional Irish song that tells of the Holy Family's flight into Egypt. But today, that time of lamentation and weeping and great mourning is far away. Here's wishing a very Merry Christmas to all Early Music Show listeners, wherever you may be. As the angel told the shepherds, "Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord." And once they had seen the babe lying in a manger, these simple men proclaimed the wondrous birth to everyone they met. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Some 1,600 years later, John Shepherd must have pondered these things too. He wove the mystery of Christmas when the Word became flesh into a six-part motet. Stile Antico sing Verbum Caro Factum Est.
Thank you.
John Shepherd's motet Verbum Caro Factum Est, sung on that recording by Stile Antico. And it ends the early music show. It was presented by Catherine Bott and produced by Rebecca Bean.
On BBC Radio 3, Bernard Haitink conducts Brahms. For Christmas, another chance to hear two concerts from the 2011 BBC Proms. Music by a composer, Haitink says, thinks with his heart and feels with his brain. Pianist Emmanuel Ax joins Haitink and the Chamber Orchestra of Europe for two all-Brahms programmes, pairing two of the symphonies, the third and fourth, with the two piano concertos. Part of a Christmas season from the BBC Proms 2011, Bernard Haitink conducts Brahms, starting Thursday at 7:30 on BBC Radio 3.
And later on this afternoon, there's another chance to hear last summer's Family Prom, when the Proms teamed up with CBBC's hit television series Horrible Histories for a concert of songs by Richie Webb and stories and orchestral favourites, including music by Richard Strauss, Saint-Saëns, Prokofiev, Vaughan Williams, Berlioz, Handel, Lully, Mozart, Mendelssohn and Stravinsky. It all adds up to a horrible history of classical music. And it all starts here on BBC Radio 3 at 4:15 this afternoon. It's now coming up to 2 minutes past two, and now a festival of nine lessons and carols recorded yesterday in the chapel of King's College, Cambridge. It was on Christmas Eve 1918 that the newly appointed Dean of King's, Eric Milner White, led the first festival to take place in the chapel. And 10 years later, the service was broadcast by the BBC for the first time. Its theme, as Eric Milner White put it, is the development of the loving purposes of God as seen through the windows and words of the Bible. Well, marking his 30th year as director of music for the festival, Stephen Clebury interspersed the nine lessons with 21 carols and congregational hymns, a number of which have, over the past nine decades, been either composed or arranged specially for the chapel choir by the successive directors of music or by former members of the college. This year's commissioned carol was a setting of Christina Rossetti's poem Christmas Eve by the young British composer Tansy Davis. It follows on from the sixth lesson. And just to say, a full order of service can be found on page 258 of the Radio Times and also on the Radio 3 website. The festival started by the west door of the antechapel of King's College, where one of the choristers stepped forward to begin the processional hymn Once in Royal David's City.
Thank you. Beloved in Christ, be it this Christmas Eve our care and delight to prepare ourselves to hear again the message of the angels, in heart and mind to go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, and the babe lying in a manger. Let us read and mark in Holy Scriptures the tale of the loving purposes of God from the first days of our disobedience unto the glorious redemption brought us by this holy child. And let us make this chapel, dedicated to Mary, his most blessed mother, glad with our carols of praise. But first, let us pray for the needs of his whole world, for peace and goodwill over all the earth, for unity and brotherhood within the church he came to build, and especially in the dominions of our Sovereign Lady, Queen Elizabeth, within this university and city of Cambridge, and in the two royal and religious foundations of King Henry VI, here and at Eton. And because this of all things would rejoice his heart, let us at this time remember in his name the poor and the helpless, the cold, the hungry and the oppressed, the sick in body and in mind, and them that mourn, the lonely and the unloved, the aged and the little children, all who know not the Lord Jesus, or who love him not, or who by sin have grieved his heart of love. Lastly, let us remember before God all those who rejoice with us, but upon another shore and in a greater light, that multitude which no man can number, whose hope was in the Word made flesh, and with whom in this Lord Jesus we forevermore